Bakery and Cafe, an amazing ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An update on the fatal shooting of a company CEO. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in New York City near where United Healthcare executive Brian Thompson was killed and says police may be narrowing in on a suspect.
Police now have a good sense of who the shooter is and they are still looking for him. He left clues here at the scene, including writings on the very bullets he fired.
The words written on the bullet casings were deny, defend, and depose. United Healthcare is the nation's fourth largest company and the company's largest health care insurer. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister as opposition parties move to impeach both men over the martial law briefly imposed this week. Amnesty International is formally accusing Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas. Last month, Pope Francis called for an investigation to determine the same thing. Israel says it is at war with Hamas, not the people of Gaza. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A UW-Madison student is the lone survivor of a deadly crash in a Cybertruck. Last week in California, four students were in the Tesla truck when it jumped a curb and got wedged between a wall and a tree, bursting into flames. Three of the college students inside died. The fourth is a UW-Madison business student named Jordan Miller. His dad says a bystander pulled Miller out of the truck. He's now in critical condition. Authorities believe speed was a factor in the crash. This accident made headlines around the country because the Cybertruck has been recalled six times since it went on sale last year. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is once again calling on Congress to pass a new farm bill before the end of the year. Senator Baldwin criticized lawmakers for continuing to kick the can down the road on passing the bill, which includes numerous resources for farmers and helps set the framework for programs like SNAP and nutrition initiatives. A new farm bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years, but a new one hasn't been passed since 2018. The last farm bill was extended for an extra year, but now lawmakers must pass a new one or extend it again. A special program aimed at helping Wisconsin residents caring for loved ones hits an important milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,200 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The program, backed by the Department of Health Services, connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts. It's designed to help caregivers stay up to date on local services and navigate the health care system. If you need support caring for a loved one, find out more online at dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Packers and the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in primetime again against the 11-1 Detroit Lions at Ford Field. Green Bay will be without defensive back Jaire Alexander and receiver Romeo Doubs, both dealing with injuries. The Lions have two good running backs, the powerful David Montgomery and speedy Jahmyr Gibbs. Packers nickelback Javon Bullard.
I mean, they got two guys, like you said, that can really go. Two different styles of running, two different styles of schemes that they use. So we got to be tied into both of those guys. Each of them are very special.
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Giannis led with 30 points. Damian Lillard, 25. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought Giannis and Dame almost tried to will the game, which is probably not good either because exerting so much energy there. So, you know, one thing I wish I had played like 12 in the first half. I actually talked about that with my staff. I thought we should have done it and kind of got talked out of it.
The Bucks head to Boston to play the Celtics tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Caribou Coffee's Faith Flynn makes the popcorn pick of the week. Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie talks Christmas events around the state. Then we wrap up with WBAY morning show host Emerson Lehman. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. Where were you at when that change of the weather came upon us yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I actually went and got a haircut yesterday, so I was in the middle of getting my haircut. And, yeah, it was a little... Luckily, was a lull when I was driving home from my haircut, but it definitely was nasty.
Yeah. It was a sign of what's to come, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Thursday, and my best hour of the week, as I am joined by the one and only Dr. Omar. He is the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, in Mequon, things, Bill. Well, I've been there quite a bit lately, man.
It's always good to see you in the pharmacy, Eric.
It's good to be in the pharmacy. You know, the pharmacy, Dr. Omar, is like a delicacy. You know, I go in, it's like going into the grocery store. And,
yeah, that's right.
And you look around and you say, okay, you've got it such, if people who haven't been to Welltopia Pharmacy are missing a great treat because of the way you've got it, situated. The light that's shines through the windows and everything, you just feel like when you walk into it, you're walking into a kind of a really safe place. So it's not, you know, brick and mortar. Is that intentional?
It's actually very interesting that you say that, Earl. When I wanted to open Welltopia, I looked online for the best pharmacy designs in the world. And the best ones that I liked were linked to a specific designer in Italy. I found her number. I called her and I told her, you know what? I want to make a pharmacy in America and I want you to help me with that. And then she told me, that's great. I might be coming to America in the coming couple of months. Maybe we can meet. So she came to the pharmacy and she's the designer of Welltopia. And she designed looking at the environment of Wisconsin, of the city, of the street, of the building. And I told her I wanted to be as interesting as entering an Apple store, looking around at the iPhones and the iPads. But instead of looking at the iPhones and iPads, I want the customer to see beautiful scenes of supplements that they like, a tree that shows them where to go, And I want it to be an interesting journey inside the store. And that's, I think, what she created. And that's why we have a commitment towards always making it interesting to visit the pharmacy. We don't want it to be a dull, boring, hard errand. We want it to be interesting. You're greeted with care, with love. You get the service that you're looking for, and you ask a question, and you get an answer to it.
So, you know, I've been in pharmacies. As a young boy, as I said before, I worked in a pharmacy, a Rexall pharmacy, from the age of, might have been about 13 to about 18 years old. And so, you know, I know what a pharmacy looked like. And if you walk into some of the pharmacies, larger pharmacies, it's not, you know, you walk in and that's what it is. It's not situated. You say what? You say what, Dr.
A Moore? Transaction. It's practically a transaction.
Yes.
You just pay for the copay and you get your money.
but every time I come into your pharmacy, I come in and it's cheerful, and the people are just so pleasant. But it's the atmosphere. You're not there. Oh man, I'm sick and I got to get some medication to make me feel whatever it is. She captured it, and you captured it well.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Earl. It makes me feel happy and honored to be in Wisconsin and to make this a local pharmacy here to serve the community.
Now, we got a lot to talk about, but before we get into what you and I want to talk about, two more pharmacies shut down in my community.
Wow.
And Walgreens is saying we can't make a go of it anymore because, you know, they're late in paying us and we can't. And this is a franchise. Walgreens has to be one of the largest franchise pharmacies in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's they have, I think, 7,000 pharmacies in America. And between them and CVS, another 7,000. And we're looking at huge, huge pharmacies. And the problem is, like, they have a lot of pressure when it comes to the stock market. And they want to decrease the hours of the pharmacist, decrease the hours of the store, decrease the hours of the technicians. Now, as a pharmacist working in the store, I don't have my hands and kind of brain to work and serve the community. So they find that, oh, it's no more a functioning business. There is not enough pharmacists and the system is not helping us, you know? So we have to kind of figure a way to support the community. I wish that healthcare would offer more solutions.
Well, you know, Dr. Omar, we're going to get into all these different things, but we've got a text message that I don't want to miss, and so we can get to that right away. My three-year-old currently has a pretty nasty cough and stuffy nose, and he spiked a low fever last night. I have always been told to treat a low fever because it is the body doing what it needs to do. At what temperature do you recommend giving Tylenol? And I have been using honey to help with any sore throat. Any other suggestions to help it run its course comfortably?
It's a very good question, and I think every household has someone that might be sick in this weather. So first of all, because the air is very dry, so having a humidifier working in the every room of the house that we live and we sleep is going to be very important. A humidifier just to help with breathing. Breathing is very important through the night so that the child can sleep and not have a stuffy nose. Taking honey is great. I want a fever that's over 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit is considered elevated. So that's when I try to kind of make sure that I make cold compresses or give Tylenol or give, Tylenol is going to be the most suitable. So yeah, if the fever over 100, this is when we try to give Tylenol and just comforting the child and separating him from his siblings. That will be best because unfortunately when a child gives it to the second child and all the household is sick. The other thing is like, yes, giving honey and trying to comfort that child, but that by the minute that your son or daughter is having fever and cough, I highly recommend that you start taking vitamin C, zinc, NAC, support your immune system because this means there is a circulating infection and you need to protect yourself. Support yourself now so you can fight an infection before it infects everyone. So a product called Wellmune for the whole winter, two capsules every day, gives you the C, the D, the zinc, the quercetin, NAC, and vitamin A, the six most important supplements to support the immune system. And if you get sick and you start to have fever yourself as an adult, take Vera-Win that has the acute supplements and mushrooms and nutrients to help fight this infection before it grounds you home.
So you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, so, and we got a lot we're going to talk about. Certainly, you guys can call in with just like the text message we just got with anything that you need to talk with Dr. Omar about. You know, we got a topic that we're going to touch base on. But Dr. Omar, when do you make the decision? Because the emergency rooms are filled to the brim. And so when people get fevers and when people get colds, they run to the emergency rooms where the emergency rooms don't really do anything for them. What is your thought about that whole process? When is the time to take your child to the emergency room or your loved one if they've got a fever or cold?
If the temperature is going above 103 and it's not going down, I'm giving Tylenol and acetaminophen, giving acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, and ibuprofen, and I cannot control the fever for like a couple of days. We don't want the temperature to go up above like 103 for a long time. So if you can't control the temperature and if you think that the child cannot breathe and there is a problem that you can't control by the homeopathic and the home remedies, that's when you go to the urgent care. They go to the urgent care, don't go to the emergency room. And from the urgent care, if something else needs to happen and if they want to transfer your child to the emergency room, then this will be the next step. But honestly, if you go like the emergency room when your child is having a high fever, it will take long time and it will be kind of hard to find the fast treatment. But urgent cares are popping up everywhere and we can always use them and utilize them. And they will help to guide you further. The most important thing is to control the high temperature. Cold compresses is something that not everyone is using, but it's very, very important.
You know, Dr. Omar, I never thought about the difference between urgent care and the emergency room. You know, you just, every time I talk to you, there's something, another light that goes on in my head that I hadn't thought about.
Thank you.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the wonders of nitric oxide. The wonders of nitric oxide on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm here with Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Not only is she a friend of the show, she is a financial advisor with Thrivent, who is located right here in Wausau. You can reach her at 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303. Mandy, how can you help people with their vision for retirement?
In every conversation, my goal is to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. I can also help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Thrivent sees money as a tool that provides options.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
all right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can call the pharmacy at 262-429-9429 or go to welltopiarx.com.
And Calvin, if people want to hear more from Dr. Omar and myself and they don't get all the things that we talk about today or we've talked about in past prior shows, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream on the Civic Media YouTube channel. You can also find it, the podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get podcasts, or on the website, civicmedia.us/shows.
All right, Dr. Omar, the wonders of nitric oxide.
Yes.
What is nitric oxide?
So nitric oxide is a molecule that is so powerful and versatile that scientists call it the molecule of life, NO. Now, it's not nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide is the laughing gas, but this is not a laughing matter.
Okay.
Right?
So what kind of oxide is it?
It's NO or nitric oxide. It has massive influence in the body, okay?
Okay.
It's like your personal traffic controller making sure your blood flows smoothly, your heart beats strong, and even helping your brain stays sharp. But it's not just that. It's also important for the immune system. It's a secret weapon in the immune system. It helps you during working out. It helps to boost performance and endurance. And it also plays a big role in keeping the Romans alive too, because the way Viagra and Tadalafil and Sildenafil, these medications, PDE5 inhibitors, they also work by boosting nitric oxide in the penis and in this area. So let's say that nitric oxide is a very important molecule for everyone, but most importantly, it's very important for the blood pressure. It's very important for the arteries and the cardiovascular system. Lowering blood pressure when it's high and keeping it normal when it's normal. We need 10 times nitric oxide in the brain. So there is some scientists are trying to link between lowering nitric oxide in the brain and Alzheimer's. So it's kind of a molecule that was discovered in 1992. The research was originally presented by the doctor who won the Nobel Prize for the nitric oxide in 1998. And I think many people need to find other ways to help with the structure and the function of the blood vessels and the cardiovascular system, so we are not just dependent on taking a medication to lower the blood pressure and improve the heart function.
So what produces the nitric oxide in the body, and when do you start realizing that I'm deficient in the process that we need to do to improve?
That's great questions. Nitric oxide is produced by the arteries and the arterioles. And this means we are talking about 6.5 tennis fields of blood vessels going through our body, and they produce nitric oxide NO. After you are 30 to 40 years old, you produce less of nitric oxide. When you have high blood pressure, this is a sign that you have less nitric oxide produced in the vessels. You need good nutrition to produce it, because leafy greens and vegetables, they help with the production of NO. And I want to say that it's very short-lived. It lives for only 3 seconds. So it's just kind of a neurotransmitter, which means it sends a signal to the body, does a cascade of events that helps to support all of those functions that we were discussing. Now, if you ask me, how can I know if I'm deficient in nitric oxide? There is a test that's done under the tongue. It's like a strip under the tongue to measure the pH of the tongue. Because believe it or not, the mouth is very important for the making of the nitric oxide. I'm always recommending to people not to take the mouthwash, because they kill the healthy bacteria in the mouth that help with the production of nitric oxide when we eat. So it's kind of a comprehensive program that you have to do to make sure that you have enough nitric oxide produced in your body.
See, Dr. Omar, as I always said, you just said something else. You're telling people about mouthwash. Many of us take that every day. We don't know that taking mouthwash can be detrimental in some way, shape, or form. You just talked about destroying the nitric oxide, which is so critically important to, you know, to your health.
Yes. If you are worried about your heart health, don't use mouthwash ever again. Just use functional medicine doctors, cardiologists are going to always give this simple advice. Toothpaste is fine. Yeah.
You know, Dr. Omar, I just used some of that this morning. Now I got to throw it away. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Any thought or questions that you have, we're going to continue with none other than, man, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. My.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
WRCE 107.7 FM News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's bipartisan legislation with Senator J.D. Vance passed unanimously on the Senate floor. The Invent Here, Make Here Act of 2023 ensures taxpayer-funded inventions are not manufactured in adversarial countries like China, but rather in the United States. The bill builds on bipartisan legislation championed by Senator Baldwin and signed into law that requires taxpayer-funded research that leads to inventions that boost national security are made in the United States. While current law requires federally funded inventions to be manufactured in the United States, the requirement is often waived, allowing cutting-edge taxpayer-funded technologies to be licensed to foreign companies and manufactured in countries like China. In a noteworthy example of the flawed process, an investigative report in August 2022 found that a breakthrough battery technology invented in a federal lab had been licensed to a Chinese company and was being manufactured in China. The Invent Here, Make Here Act would prohibit waivers for applications that intend to manufacture in a country of concern, currently China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. The legislation would also increase scrutiny of waiver requests, requiring written authorization by the President of the United States. The bipartisan legislation will also help American companies access and manufacture inventions developed with taxpayer-funded research. The bill requires the National Institute of Standards and Technology to improve coordination with other federal agencies to encourage the commercialization of federal research by domestic manufacturers and ensure that projects funded through the Technology Innovation and Partnerships Directorate at the National Science Foundation prioritize domestic manufacturing. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project and a Green Bay Packer owner, will be here to talk politics and preview the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any concerns that you have or questions that you have, now's the time to call and run them past Dr. Omar. So, Dr. Omar, you know, the body itself, the more I talk to you, the more I'm in touch with really what this is, this magnificent body that we just take for granted. We don't know all of the inner workings, all the different parts and components of our bodies. We just live our lives as if our bodies are machines that are going to run forever. There is a time frame, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a time frame on this body. And so it doesn't last forever. And so what we need to do, especially as it ages, is to help it continue to perform at its peak. And so its peak is not the same as it, when I'm 20 years old, if I'm 70. But there is a peak for a 70-year-old whose body doesn't have to totally deteriorate. Is it safe to say that's the kind of things, when you're talking about supplements and all these other things, a message that you want to get across?
I completely agree with you. What the goal of longevity medicine is to help the body last longer, healthier. I want to perform to my peak level until the last moment of my life. And that's why, as we age, our resilience, our ability to deal with infections, to deal with stress, to deal with blood pressure, that all deteriorates. And I have to be able to be realistic and realize when I need help and support. And all of the tools that we're talking about are kind of tools that would help us to manage this magnificent body that we have. And the problem is, like, there is many tools that we might be using that are affecting our health in a bad way. We were talking about mouthwash, and we think that this is a healthy thing to use because we're killing the harmful bacteria that cause the odor of the mouth in the morning. But what we need to know also is that as we kill the bad bacteria, we're also killing the healthy bacteria. And the molecule that gets to be affected most is NO, the nitric oxide, because what happens is that we need leafy greens to make nitric oxide. We need leafy greens, beets, and celery, okay? When you take those foods, you eat them, they go to the bloodstream, and then they are secreted in the saliva, all right? Beneficent bacteria in your mouth converts these nitrates to nitrites, which is an important step to make nitric oxide, all right?
Right.
So what happens is that when we take mouthwash, antiseptic mouthwash, they kill the good bacteria, reduce the body's ability to produce nitric oxide, and this can happen up to 25 to 40% just by using mouthwash. 40% less nitric oxide, which causes increased blood pressure, reduced exercise performance, and general vascular health is going to be affected. So if someone stops today using the mouthwash that they are using every day, they are going to see improvement in the blood pressure and exercise and feeling more energy just by not taking, not using the mouthwash and just using the toothpaste, the regular brushing of the teeth after eating. So simple tools that we can use that cost nothing, and actually is going to help us save on our health.
You know, Dr. Omar, the high blood pressure, which is, if it's not the number one killer, it certainly is up there because, you know, it causes strokes and all sort and heart attacks and all these other things. And so every time I talk to you and every time you speak, it's why this segment is so invaluable. 855-752-4842. Because to we have not gone to school, the majority of us, and studied anything about the physiology of the human body. We don't know those things. Those things, you have to be a very educated and smart person to be able to inculcate all of that knowledge, and then to be able to bring that knowledge back up and to share with people. But the more I listen to you, the more I realize just how fortunate I am to be here, to wake up every morning. Because there's so many things that I'm not doing right to preserve myself that, you know, that I'm not intentionally not doing these things. Like you said, mouthwash, but and the arteries and the blood vessels and all of those things that we don't see. But they are the things that really kind of make up who Dr. Omar and Earl are, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're mentioning blood pressure, because this is the number one indication that the structure and the function of the blood vessels are not going in the right direction. And that's why I am very strict with my patients, helping them to reach a normal range of 120 over 80. 120, the systolic, which is the pressure when the heart beats, and the 80 is the diastolic pressure when the heart rests. And the medications that are taken to lower blood pressure, they help to prevent further damage, but they are not changing the structure and the function of the heart, of the blood vessels. Nitric oxide, if you increase the leafy greens that you're eating, you take more beets and celery 4 or 5 times a day. Vegetables, stop taking mouthwash.
Wait, Dr. Omar.
Yeah.
Celery. I mean, K. Calvin, are you taking celery and beets and leafy vegetables 4 or 5 times a day?
I am not, but I don't claim to be the epitome of health.
No, so I know, but you're a young guy. So, Dr. Omar, you can't. We're not animals, the animals that, you know, apes and elephants and other animals that don't eat meat, but that eat leafy vegetables and those kinds of things, that's what the supplements are for. Is that correct? Because we're not going to be eating celery and beets and those things.
I agree with you. I am a father of 4 kids, and I can't eat healthy all the time, unfortunately. And that's why one of the fortunate things about this magical molecule, nitric oxide, is that you can take it exogenously as a supplement. And there are some supplement companies that make excellent forms of nitric oxide exogenously that helps the body keep production of NO, has been studied, researched, used clinically to help patients to lower the blood pressure, improve heart function, help with patients during COVID infections, because also nitric oxide is an important molecule for the breathing and the lungs and the amount of oxygen in the lungs. So there is a product called Vasconox that I take myself every day to help me with increasing the nitric oxide levels in the body, Vasconox. There are other products as well, but there are some of the top ones that I like to use. The challenge is the food quality even is not as great as it was in our grandfather's generations. And we cannot eat the healthiest food all the time. And that's why I'm trying to find the better solutions to kind of support. Like, I want to eat vegetables when I eat breakfast, when I eat dinner. So in the middle, what do I do? And that's why, Earl, we talk about the professional supplements, that they have a role to help us. You do not have to just take a medication to improve your blood pressure and improve that cholesterol. But I will tell you a fun fact that one of the ways that statins work to lower the cholesterol is by decreasing inflammation in the heart through increasing nitric oxide in the heart and the blood vessels. Even the statins are linked to the nitric oxide production. And when they do the studies between a statin and another statin, they look at how much nitric oxide is produced. And that's how it helps also as an anti-inflammatory molecule, where it affects it most in the heart and also in the brain. So we are trying in this show to gather bits of information left and right to create the sense of wellness, awareness of how can it be simple. It might appear as hard to improve my health, especially for patients who are coming out from a stroke or having a stent put in the heart. But moving forward 5 years, if you take care of yourself today, you can improve your blood pressure, structure and function of the heart. You can be exercising, going to the gym, enjoying your children and grandchildren just by focusing on what matters most, what you can do, what you can afford to do, because there's many tools to reach the same goal.
So if you're just joining us, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy. Dr. Omar, it's never too late to begin, because I want to ask you, there's so many, you talked about the statins. The statins are one of the top medications that are prescribed by doctors, statins. And it isn't coincidental that they produced or worked towards addressing the issues that we've been talking about this morning. You can't take, and every time I talk to you, there's something different. There's something supplement, a different supplement. You can't take supplements. You could be taking a million supplements. When I walk into your store, there's supplements everywhere. So how can we can't take a supplement for each and every portion or part of who we are? What yes. is the best way to address that?
And that's what I do in my consultations. Yesterday, I had a customer that came in with 40 bottles of supplements and 10 bottles of medications, 50 different things that she told me that my doctors told me to take these between the conventional medicine doctor, functional medicine doctor. So what I did is like I looked at everything, consolidated what she's taking and narrow it down. And I told her, I'm going to put them all in a box, strip packaging to make it easy for you when to take what and arrange that. So there are people in the field that can help you manage these kind of pills and capsules and liquids and things that you take to be healthy. We just have to figure out what's the most important for your health. What are we fighting? Are we trying to lower blood pressure? Are we fighting an infection like Lyme disease? And then we try to kind of make sure that you get the best bang for the buck when it comes to what you can take every day and what also you can afford and what you can take for a longer period of time, you know?
All right. So you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, 855-752-4842. We'll go right back to the phone lines. You're tuned into, again, the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today, then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason, every season.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429. And I want to tell people that lost their pharmacy or closing that Wiltopia delivers all over Milwaukee and Ozaukee County. And it's a free service that we have. We take insurance. We help you to manage your medications, between medications and supplements, and any questions connecting you with doctors. That's also a service that we do, me and my team. So please feel free to call us and ask more questions.
All right. Calvin, and if people want to, you know, find out about the some of the other shows that we've done.
Yeah, you can find the entire library of podcasts at civicmedia.us/shows and look for the Earl Ingram Show. And you can also find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How are you doing?
Good morning, Earl. And Dr. Omar, your consultations are invaluable. You've been helpful to a family member of mine in the past. For a person who's trying to find quality supplements on their own, my question is, do you feel that consumerlabs.com is a reliable source to find supplements of quality? Thank you.
All right, Mary, thank you.
I believe that Consumer Labs is a wonderful website, consumerlabs.com. And they through them, I found some of the very good supplements. So, yes, I believe that they do true good research on certain supplements. Well, it's also paid. If you pay them more, they do more research on your stuff. So there is this part here. But actually, they provide some excellent insights on apple to apple good supplements in the market that can be, that don't have to be very expensive to be effective.
You know, Dr. Omar, we have all these hospitals in this nation, and they're many times they're filled, and a lot of the stuff can be prevented. Where people wind up, and certain things, you know, we can't prevent, and it's a matter of, you know, just the way things are. But for heaven's sakes, I know I'm a disciple of yours. I'm a guy. I don't come to Welltopia Pharmacy to chit chat with Dr. Omar, even though I love having dialogue and conversations with you. I come because ever since I've been going, my strength, I feel it, has improved. Me physically, I've improved. And the only thing I can attribute it to, I mean, I'm going to be leaving here and going to the gym. I don't do it as much as I normally should. And I don't always eat right. But I take my supplements every day. So that's what I wasn't taking any supplements prior to talking to you. And so I'm speaking to everybody in this audience, you know, again, as a 70-year-old man, I feel better now than I have in the last 15 or so years. And that's because Dr. Omar, I'm kind of doing some preventative things. Is that what supplements are?
Yes, Earl. I met with a cardiologist 12 years ago in a seminar he was giving, and he was saying, when I see the patient, they are on the deathbed. I help to revive their heart, do them, they are in stroke, and I don't want to see them there. So I need the help of the pharmacists in the room to help with support to those patients so they don't come to meet me in the hospital. So there's so many things that you can do on your own early on, before you have high blood pressure 10, 20 years. Before that, there are things that you can do to keep your body healthy, because that healthy body of you, that's when you are 15 and 20 and 25 and 30, it's not going to stay healthy like that if you keep beating it up with this hamburger and this kind of, you know, smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Dr. Omar, as always, it's too short. Always great to have this really life-transforming information that you provide to us. You and I laugh and joke a lot, but with all respect, sir, you really do a wonderful, wonderful job in helping to keep people healthy. We'll see you in a few days. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, when we come back, I want to spend some time talking about the holiday. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Happy holidays to you from the Whispers.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. will join me. Are democracies around the world under threat, or is democracy just old-fashioned? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.